This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, Irirangi Tumotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Assalamu alaikum and kia ora koutou. Welcome to Humbling Stories, I'm Ali Muhammad. This is where I will connect you with remarkable stories of young people from refugee background.
Kia ora koutou, katua and assalamu alaikum. I would like to wish all of my listeners a happy new year. I hope everyone had a fantastic time over the New Year's and the Christmas break and had some time, excellent time with your whānau over the summer break. So today I've got another kind of fantastic guest today. He's, I think, shown a great amount of resilience since kind of like evacuating one of the evacuees from Afghanistan that happened on the August 2021. So one of our kind of, and it just kind of shows the great resilience in this kind of the stories of refugee young people and stories of how far he has come within such a short amount of time. And I'm sure you will be amazed to listen to his story today. So he might have some kind of language difficulty, so I'll be probably asking some of the questions with him, for him in Farsi, and then I'll be translating back that in English. Please apologize for the inconvenience today, but I'm sure you will enjoy listening to his story today. So, آقای نجیب شما خوب هستین؟ جان جی خوب هستین روز؟
شکر
شما خوب هستین بخیر هستین. So I just kind of greeted him and welcomed him into the show. آقای نجیب شما تعطیلات شما چطور بود؟ مکتب دو ماه خوب تیر شما لیه شما؟
تعطیلات خوب بود اما تعطیلات هم دائم فوتبال تمرین.
I asked him about how his school holidays has been, and he says like he's been busy playing football, and this one of his passion is, I would like to kind of he has been recently quite famous as well in the press, and also Manawatu Standard covered him and his excellent journey, and he has been able to kind of play for centre football under 17 team in the recent New Zealand Nationals Age Group Tournament, Futsal Tournament in Tifangani Waitara, Wellington. آقای نجیب شما امو خمان سال 2021 آمدین در ماه آگست از حادثه طالبان به بعد آمدین؟
بله.
در نیوزیلند؟ عالی. So I just had to kind of ask him like around when he kind of came to New Zealand. So there was just after the kind of the takeover of Afghanistan. So شما تجربه شما اصلا در افغانستان زندگی شما چه رقم بود اگر میخواین شما شنیندگان از ما رو بگین مثلا زندگی شما در افغانستان چه رقم تیر میشد، در افغانستان در کدوم جای افغانستان زندگی میکردین، روز در روز زندگی شما چه رقم بودن؟
زندگی ما در افغانستان زندگی خوب بود، پیش از اینکه طالبا بیا زندگی خوبی داشتیم، زندگی معمولی داشتیم، ما رفتیم مکتب و بعد از مکتب ما رفتیم در مکتب زیادتر فوتبال میکنیم، بعد از مکتب ما رفتیم فوتبال دیگه، زندگی معمولی بود.
I just asked him around how was life in Afghanistan, and he kind of mentioned back to me that he used to go to school, and then predominantly after school he used to be consistently busy playing football. شما تجربه شما مثلا در نیوزیلند چه رقم بود؟ اولنا اکسپیرینس، اولنا تجربه نیوزیلند شما که در نیوزیلند رسیدین چی بود؟ یاد شما بنده اولنا روز نیوزیلند چطور بودند؟
خیلی تجربه متفاوت داشتم، بخاطر که افغانستان تا اینجا خیلی فرق میکنه، محیط خیلی پاک و آرامی داره.
So I just asked him like on his experience on his first day in Aotearoa, New Zealand, and he kind of like it was quite clean and peaceful. So there was some of his kind of first remarks, and of his arrival in New Zealand. شما نیو زیلند که مادین مثلا شاری پامس نورد شما تقریبا چند ماه اوکلند بودین مثلا از بعد تجربه شما در چند ماه در اوکلند او چطور بود مثلا از بعد پامس نورد که مادین از بعد چطور بوده ده
اوکلند خوب بود بخاطر که در هتل بودیم و کار دیگه نمشد خوب بود اوکلند شهر خیلی زیبایی هم خیلی بزرگ مردمه متفاوت و رقم میبینه
شما چند مدتی در اوکلند بودین؟
کنم 6 یا 7 ماه در اوکلند بودین
Yeah, so yeah, I was just kind of like asking him around his journey into Auckland. So when most of the evacuees first came to New Zealand, they were settled in Auckland and Tamaki Makaurau, and then he kind of stayed in Auckland for about 7 months before coming to Manawatu, Palmerston North. But yeah, he asked him about how his journey has been in Auckland, and he said like it's quite a beautiful city. He really enjoyed his time while he was there.
احساس راحتی منو در مکتب افغانستان یک کم ذره مکتبش سخت گیریه استاداش یک کم ذره خشن تر است نیوزلند که استادای خیلی مهربانی داره و تفاوت چیه که از افغانستان ما ساعت 8 ما رفتیم تا 12 بجه باز اینجا موریم از ساعت 9 تا 3 بجه دیگه اینجا شاگردها در صنف شاگردها چینج میشن استادا هستن مگم افغانستان دمی اکسین شاگردها هستن استادا چینج میشن استاداش خیلی خوبه
Yeah, so I asked him about his kind of like the vast contrast of his schooling life from Afghanistan to New Zealand, and he's kind of mentioned to me some of the differences. And he said like that the teachers out here are much more kinder, and the way you kind of come across it, they are very very kind, and he had a lot of good experiences up here. And then he said like when he used to go to Afghanistan, it used to be between 8 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So while here in Aotearoa it's between usually about 9 to 3 o'clock. So there's a bit of kind of differences. But major difference he felt like in Afghanistan, like predominantly in most of the Southeast Asian countries, the students remain in the same classrooms while the teachers rotate. But here in Aotearoa, like kind of the students rotate around the classes. So there's been some of his kind of it's kind of the massive differences of his kind of like the journey of schooling journey in New Zealand. آقای نجیب شما اول نه تجربه شما با فوتبال چی رقم بوده؟ مثلا چند سالگی شروع کردین مثلا چطور شوق پیدا کردین در مسابقه فوتبال مثلا در افغانستان چی رقم فوتبال بازی میکردین میدان داشتین نداشتین چطور بودن؟
فوتبال ما از خردترگی شوق داشتم ولی بعد از یک در صنف فکر کنم صنف 4 بودم ولی داد نمود چند ساله بودم فراموش کردم سنف 4 که بودم خیلی شوق داشتم در فوتبال زیاد یاد نداشتم ولی کوشش کردم در خانه بازی میکردم بعد از یک خانه بازی میکردم در کوچه بازی میکردم در کوچه خیلی زیادتر بازی میکردم با بیادرهای قدیم کمک میکرد یاد گرفتم در مورد زمان یاد گرفتم از طرف تیمو آمد ولی من درخواست که بیا بازی که بری از ما در سالون افغانستان فوتسال زیادتره نسبت به فوتبال بخاطر فوتبال زیاد میدان فوتبال نیه ولی میدان فوتسال فکر کنم هر کوچه در سه کوچه باید یک میدان فوتسال هسته بخاطر از بعد از یک تیمو رفتم در تیم مکتب خود بازی کدم در تیمای داخل شهر بازی کدم که زیادتریشم تنستم مدال زیادی بگیرم که کلش در افغانستان مانده تیم مکتب تا رفتیم بین مکاتب مکاتب کابل تنستیم قهرمان چیم در رده سنی 13-14 دیگه از فوتسال خیلی افغانستان یک چیزی جالب و یک چیز خیلی خوبیه. وقتی فوتبال آدم بازی من آدم اصلا دیگه هیچ حسی دیگه از میدان بیرون نداره، فقط داخل میدانه. تمام فکر ذهن چی داخل میدانه، چطوری میتونم یک نفر دریبل کنم یا پاس بدم یا گل بزنم.
ولی ما شما ما هم در داخل فوتبال هستم، اگر ما فوتبال رفتیم یکم مثلا هاش پریشانی هایی که داخل بیرون فوتبال در آسیا دادم میره تقریبا 90 دقیقه است یا 60 دقیقه است. ما هم که شما متفق هستم. So I've just been kind of asking him about his journey of football and he kind of like said a few things that I felt quite remarkable. And so he started playing in Afghanistan from the age of 4. So he was not very good. So, and then what he tried is so his siblings kind of helped him around. And then he started playing in this on the streets from his backyard. And then this kind of journey and passion sort of grew from there. Within no time he was able to play for his school and then managed to kind of represent his city until when he was about 13 and 14. So his passion has and his skills and kind of ability has grown kind of within the time predominantly as well. So, and something that I felt quite sad within myself was he kind of mentioned that he has won a lot of medals, but unfortunately all of those medals are still in Afghanistan. And that really kind of like puts a dent on all of those kind of experiences to be able to go and put a lot of hard work in for the past 10-15 years and some of the stuff like kind of reward for all of your hard work is in Afghanistan. But yeah, he's very hopeful that he is kind of getting a lot of opportunities to continue sort of journeying out here in New Zealand. He is more passionate about futsal, which is sort of indoor sort of football, which is about five-a-side football when you play indoors. So he's more passionate about that. And then finally, he said something that I actually kind of resonated with him quite well, coming from a sporting background as well. Around so like you kind of forget everything while you're on the football pitch, like whether it's 60 minutes, 90 minutes, you just kind of focus on that. You think about how you can dribble the next person or how to make the next pass. So it's completely something that I strongly passionate about, advocate for, about the importance of kind of sport and recreation for our communities, for our young people, and how it could be used to build communities, especially for our vulnerable communities. So it's kind of a fantastic tool that we could definitely use kind of going forward. آقای نجیب، شما مثلا میخواهید آینده مثلا the football مثلا یا the futsal مثلا چیز achieve کنین، مثلا شما گول دارین مثلا ولی آینده ولی 5 سال یا 2 سال آینده؟
میخوایم یک الان که در نیوزلند یک کشوری که میتونه آدم از چیزی که آرزوش میتونه با کوشش کردن و تلاش کردن به دست بره. ما میخوایم یک فوتبالیست حرفه‌ای شم اگر بتونم کوشش میکنم تلاش میکنم ادامه بدم. تا میخوایم اگر روز شد بتونم ولی فینیکس بازی کنم.
Yeah, so I asked him about his aspirations for the future and what it looks like for him. So he wants to become a professional footballer and he aims within the next 5 to 10 years to be able to have the opportunity to play for the Phoenix. And so that is something that he has kind of aspired for himself to be able to get into. I think it's fantastic to have someone of refugee background to be able to play for the Phoenix. Watch out, kind of this space. تجربه شما دمی تورنمنت ولنگتن رفتین چطور بود؟ پنج روز بودن یا چهار روز فوتبال مستقیل بکرد فوتسال بودین چطور بودن؟ دمی مای پس نکرفتین
در ولنگتن؟ تجربه جالب بود بخاطر که بعد از 8 ماه یا 1 سال دوری از تورنمنت و چسا ده هیچ مسابقه نرفتم. بعد از رفتم دوباره ده تورنمنت بازی خب تجربه جالب بود. بازیش نسبت در افغانستان متفاوته. وقتی اینجا زیادتر مربی های حرفه‌ای و پروفشنال روی بازی تیمی کار میکنه، سر تیم کوشش میکنه و خیلی خوب بود. تجربه خیلی عالی بود.
I asked him about his experience of him recently attending the age group futsal tournament in Tifangani Uatara, and he kind of like he had a lot of good experiences of that tournament. But he said there was mass, like it's been quite different. He has been away from tournaments, etc., for the past year or so while he has kind of resettled into New Zealand. But he said, like, again, it's the style of football is completely different. New Zealand, you play a lot more tactical football, and the way you look at the game is completely different from Afghanistan. So it's been some of his kind of like experiences or of the game as well. نفرای کودش مشتورم سن تیمیدش مشتور بودم در تجربه که داشتیم در ولنگتن
به خاطر فکر کنم ما تازه رفتم در تیم ازا بازیکن ها زیاد چی نبودیم همه هنگ نبودیم به خاطر که بعضی بازیکن ها از نپیاره بعضی هم در اینجا تمرین زیاد نمیتنیم وقتی تمرین نتنیم زیادتر همه هنگ نمیشیم کم ذره وقتی دفعه اولی ما بود کم ذره مشکل ده ولی مربی ما خیلی مربی خوب بود خیلی کوشش میکرد سر تیم.
Yeah, so I asked him about like how his experience has been with his coaches and his teammates, and he said like the coach was really good, put a lot of hard work in, but because Central is such a kind of big region where there's been players also that kind of reside in Napier as well, and so it's been quite a struggle in terms of team cohesion, in terms of bringing people together for training sessions. So it's been something that's been lacking, but he is hopeful that kind of going forward where he can get to know more of these players that he's going to play consistently with, so there's going to be a bit of a team cohesion going forward. از این فوتبال بیرون مثلا تقریبا امی شما از این مثلا از این از مکتب و خواندن اگه مثلا شوق دارین مثلا اگه چیز بخونین مثلا از مکتب به بالا از مکتب که خارج شدین
مکتب به بالا مکتب آره میخوایم اگر امکان چه باشه لویر
لو بخونین
بعد از مکتب تمام شدن مکتب.
Aldi, so I just asked him about his whether he has any academic aspirations. Kind of said around whether if there was an opportunity to, he would definitely would like to kind of become a lawyer and study law. And I think that's something fantastic. I know a lot of people within our refugee community, small refugee community in Aotearoa. They just strong, ever-growing law community, and I think so that's something fantastic, to be able to kind of build on and kind of part of his kind of study. شما تقریبا امی چیکی میکس مختصر زندگی کو چه کاری که دین مثلا که لش مو مثلا فخر ترین کار مدهش مو باشه که مو تجربه کن
کاری
مثلا یک فوتبال بازی کرده باشین یا یک مکتب گم مثلا چی کار که دین مثلا ولی شما مثلا همین تورنمنت رفتن مثلا شما مثلا بسیار خوش ده باشین از یک تجربه یک تقریبا
فکر کنم در سن 13 یا 14 بازی که قهرمانی و چیزا زیادتر گرفتیم به تیم ملی افغانستان چی کردیم فوتبالش قبول شدم ولی به خاطر بعضی مشکلات چی نتونستم بازی کنم قبول شدم ولی تمرین رفتم ولی نتونستم
So I asked him like something that he has been absolutely proud in his short kind of life that he has been able to kind of achieve. So he kind of mentioned around his so he's been was selected I think at about the age of 13 to 14 to be able to represent Afghanistan at the age group level, but unfortunately due to a lot of kind of struggles and different sort of challenges he was not able to kind of take part in that. So there's been but there's something that he is immensely proud, and hopefully we also want to use the opportunity to hopefully represent his new home as well potentially in the future. خیلی مده وقت سود خلاص میرسین تقریبا اگو یک تقریبا از کشور شما از افغانستان مثلا اگو چیز مثلا اگو یک سیبی کلچر یا سلبریشن یا اگو آهنگ اگو چی هست مثلا شما میخواین کدی نفرهایی که گوش میکنه شوی از ما رو مثلا باید بگوین از اگو چیز مختلف از کشور اصلا چی باشه در نیزم پایدانه تنید و شیعت کنین کدی گوش کنین دای از ما
نه
Yeah, so I just asked him, whether if he's got any tradition from his kind of family. But he said, like, he's got nothing to share about with that with us today. ما تقریبا در وقت خلاصی رسیدیم و میخوای شما تشکر بگیم که وقت دادین امروز خدمت ما اومدین شریک شدین. دیگه ما میخوایم شما رو وش کنیم مثلا هر چیز که شما مثلا آینده میخواین اچیف کنین شما اچیف بتانین دیگه. اگین بسیار تشکر از وقت شما. So I just unfortunately we have come to the end of our time. I kind of wish him all the best for whatever kind of endeavors that he kind of wishes to go and be able to achieve in the future, and kind of wish him also thank him for his time as well today. So thank you very much for tuning in today, everyone. I hope you got a fantastic year ahead of yourselves, and take care. Ka kite anō. Thank you.
You have been listening to Humbling Stories, where you can find a new episode every Monday at 6 PM at npr.nz/show/humblingstories. If you follow us on Apple, Spotify, or any other podcast apps, you will get the latest episode without waiting. You can connect with us through our Facebook, Instagram accounts, or you can get in touch with me at humblingstories@gmail.com. This is Humbling Stories, and I'm Ali Muhammad.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.